Daniel chapter 11, beginning at verse 21. A despicable person will arise in his place, but they will not confer the royal majesty upon him. He will come when the kingdom is at ease and seize it through smooth, slippery talk. A powerful force will be overpowered by him and broken, together with a leader of the covenant. After an alliance is made with the leader of the covenant, the despicable person will act deceitfully. He will rise up and become powerful with a small nation. He will come to the richest parts of the province when it is at ease, and he will do what his fathers and his fathers' fathers did not do. He will distribute plunder and property to them. He will come up with plans against strongholds, but only for a time. He will awaken his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. The king of the south will stir himself up for battle with a very great and powerful army. But he will not succeed because schemes will be plotted against him. Those who eat his special royal food will try to break him, and his army will be swept away. Many will fall, struck down in battle. The two kings whose hearts are bent to evil will sit at one table and lie to each other. But this scheming will not succeed because the end is still set for an appointed time. The king of the north will return to his land with a lot of captured possessions, and with his heart set against the Holy Covenant. He will take action and then return to his own land. At the appointed time, he will return and come into the south again. But this later invasion will not turn out like the first invasion. Ships from Kittim will come against him, and he will be humbled. Then he will turn and become furious against the Holy Covenant and take action. He will return and show favor to those who abandon the Holy Covenant. His forces will arise, profane the temple fortress, abolish the continual daily sacrifice, and set up the abominable thing that causes desolation. So he will corrupt wicked men of the covenant with smooth talk. But a people who know their God will be strong and take action. Those of the people who have insight will make many understand, but they will fall by the sword and to flames, captivity, and plunder for some time. However, when they stumble, they will be aided by a little help, and many will join them insincerely. Some of those who have insight will stumble, so that they may be refined, purified, and made white until the end of time, for it is still set for an appointed time. The king will do as he pleases. He will exalt himself and magnify himself over every god, and he will speak amazing things against the God of gods. He will prosper until furious anger is completed, because what has been determined shall be done. He will not favor the God of his fathers. He also will not favor the desire of women or any god, because he will exalt himself above all of them. He will honor a god of fortresses in their place. He will honor a god whom his fathers did not know with gold, silver, precious stones, and very valuable things. He will deal with strong fortresses with the help of a foreign god. To all who acknowledge him, he will give great honor and make them rulers over many people. What is more, he will parcel out land for a price. Then at the time of the end, the king of the south will wage war against him, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. He will enter countries like a flood and overflow them. He will enter the beautiful land, and many will stumble. However, these nations will be delivered from his power: Edom, Moab, and the best of the Ammonites. He will seek to harm countries, and the land of Egypt will not be one that escapes. He will rule over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the very valuable things of Egypt. Libyans and Cushites will be within his grasp. However, reports from the east and from the north will terrify him. He will go out in great anger to destroy and completely wipe out many. He will pitch his royal tents between the seas toward the beautiful holy mountains. Yet he will come to his end, and there will be no one to help him. Chapter 12. Then at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands over your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress that has not happened from the first time that there was a nation until that time. At that time your people will be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many who are sleeping in the dusty ground will awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame, to everlasting contempt. Those who have insight will shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who bring many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. Now you, Daniel, close up the words and seal the scroll until the end of time. Many will continue running back and forth, and knowledge will increase. I, Daniel, looked, and there were two others standing there, one on the near bank of the river and the other on the far bank of the river. Someone said to the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long until the end of these amazing things?" Then I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the river. He raised his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it would be for a time, times and a half a time, and then, when the rejection of the holy people is finished, all these things will be finished. I myself heard, but I did not understand. So I said, "Lord, what will be the end result of these things?" He said, "Go, Daniel, because these words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. None of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. From the time when the regular daily offering is removed and an abominable thing that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits and reaches 1,335 days. But you, go on your way to the end. You will rest and rise to your assigned inheritance at the end of the days." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.